Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy weekend. Long time no talk. It's been, what, 2 weeks? Right before St. Patrick's Day. But before going any further, I want to wish all of you whom observe Good Friday a happy, happy Good Friday. And, of course, a very happy Easter weekend. I love Easter, like many of you that celebrate and observe Easter celebrations. But it's been a long time. This is a 15-minute update and showing appreciation also to you and yours in supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You know, just last Thursday was the 21st, and it was 2 years ago, on March the 21st, 2011, where I premiered a brief 15-minute premiere show describing the concept and introducing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I thank Blog Talk Radio. I love the BTR community, my fellow cohorts, those that have inspired me, that I listen to shows before premiere my show, and those whom I have befriended and love networking with right now. There are the veterans, and then there are the new shows also. And I'm sure it's since this month that I've been on hiatus that there have been some amazing premiere of new shows here at blogtalkradio.com. Because you all know blogtalkradio.com is the largest online internet radio site out there. And so just wishing everyone a happy, happy holiday weekend. And my sister celebrates her birthday on Monday. Yes, she is an April Fool baby. So wishing my older sister, Beverly, a happy early birthday also, because her birthday is, like I said, on Monday, April Fool's Day. She's a new grandmother also. I'm a great aunt now. Last time I broadcast, I told you all that we were awaiting arrival, my great niece. Those of you that network with me on Twitter and Facebook, and my nieces and my sister, they're on Facebook, and my nieces, they tweet and on Instagram and so on. So those of you that network with me on Facebook and maybe know them, and I'm sure if some of their friends listen to the show also, know how to contact them and see pictures of the baby. If you're Facebook friends with me, then you've seen pictures of the baby. And she'll be 2 weeks on Saturday, and she is so gorgeous. I'm talking about just a beautiful baby. She was born on March the 16th, the weekend of St. Patrick's Day. You know, we've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day for literally like the entire month, like 2 weeks. And had a, you know, Hal and Mal's is a restaurant based here in downtown Jackson. Hal and Mal White are brothers. And so they spearheaded the celebrations of a parade back like 20 plus years ago, 30 years ago almost. And, well, matter of fact, Jackson has one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country. But we have lost Hal White this past Saturday. He suffered an aneurysm. So you can check out like our local media, like WAPT.com, WLBT.com, WJTV.com, and Fox News, which is Mississippi News now because they're partnered up also with our NBC affiliate. But, you know, sad, doing such a happy time of St. Patrick's Day celebrations this month and Easter. Well, he's co-owner of the restaurant and very, very prominent businessman in the area, but he passed away day before yesterday. And so his funeral would be on Monday, and the wake would be at the restaurant on Monday night. But to really get in-depth information and to learn, and if you want to know more about Hal and Mal's and the brothers and how instrumental they are in not only the good food, but bringing top acts to the Jackson area. You know, you can check out their website also, HalandMal's.com. But, you know, doing such this festive time that they play a part of here in Jackson you know, it's such a sad time, too, that one of them passed away. And I'm not a stranger to aneurysms because, you know, I lost my brother back in 83 from a brain aneurysm. We didn't even know he was ill. And, you know, aneurysms, and you know, thank God, Brett Michaels, because my brother's aneurysm was that similar to what Brett Michaels experienced. And that, you know, new technology just changes. It's just amazing. Research is so important when it comes to the study of medical situations, from cancers and aneurysms and just anything that needs an answer for. Hypertension, because like when my brother passed with an aneurysm, they said the cause was, he's 23, pitch of hell. I'd been in the military, you know, was attending barber school, working, DJing, you know, pitch of hell. But, you know, hypertension, high blood pressure, silent killer. And the aneurysm caused my brother's stroke. And he died instantly. Just sending much love to the White family and those, especially the patrons that frequent Hal and Mal's often, and those like I also that support the Hal and Mal's efforts. And I don't go to the restaurant as much as I should, but I do enjoy going to Hal and Mal's and, of course, attending their events and all that. But also, this past weekend, like I said, we celebrate like 2 weeks, a month of St. Patrick's Day's activities. That was St. Patrick's Day weekend. We had our big parade. Last weekend, the celebrations continued. The Sweet Potato Queens, who were once an instrumental part of the St. Patrick's Day parade, they broke off and started their own thing last year. So this year, it was a couple years ago. Well, this year, they celebrated the Zippity Doodah weekend. So I've been posting pictures because I did celebrate with Carol Animal Shelter here, one of our fabulous no-kill animal shelter here in Jackson at the Sal and Mookie's Street Festival. And we had a blast of a good time. I took some awesome pictures. And I did not attend that parade because it was later on at night. And we was predicted we were going to have some bad weather. But the bad weather didn't come until, like, maybe after the parade. It was over because I thought it was good. I came prepared when I volunteered at the Street Festival. And at the Carol booth, the Carol Animal Shelter, they had so much fun with the volunteers and the staff at Carol. So a big shout out to Matthew Holmes, one of the chairs, and also Sarah and Laura and Elizabeth. Well, we just had a blast of a good time, and everyone that stopped by and met with the animals that we had. We had, like, Otis, who was just a marvelous dog. All the dogs were so much fun. Max, Astro. I wouldn't be surprised if they're not adopted out by now. And so we had a blast of a good time. And on Saturday, Carol will be celebrating their 12th birthday also. So their birthday party is going to be from 2 to 5 on tomorrow at the Carol location. You can visit their website at Carol. CARAMS.org. 99%, I will be volunteering there tomorrow. 99%. You know, don't get mad if I'm not there, but I think I will be there. Cause, you know, you all know I love birthdays and birthday parties. But celebrating 12 years of being right here established in Jackson, Mississippi. Wow. Visit a website so you can check out their events and the needs of the shelter. You know, just like all other shelters, they are always in need also. because, matter of fact, they're like filled to capacity, you know. So, wow. Because I still have kitties that I am seeking good homes for. Let's see. And there's a lot of other news. I'm like, oh, my God. But I don't want to, like, talk you all crazy, but I know you like to know what's going on. I've been doing pretty good, taking good care of myself, of course. Like all humans, I live in, you know, I guess, you know, that emotional roller coaster of life. But pretty much I'm happy in a good place. I'm doing good with my living healthier. And with the diet, the cabbage, you know, I've been on a cabbage soup diet. So I was on a cabbage soup diet a couple of weeks ago. I did it for 7 days. So I'm not on it now. I won't get back on it until after Easter. Because, like many of you, I love Easter dinner. I love celebrating Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and also Easter Bunny. Because, of course, I plan on, you know, dyeing Easter eggs and all that good stuff. But at the same time, you know, Mom and I and my sis and all that, we've, like, you know, of course, been preparing for Easter dinner and all that good stuff. Church-wise, I need to be going to church on Sunday, but I don't know if I'm going to church on Sunday, to be honest. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm going to church on Sunday. And let's see. I mean, I'm just answering questions that I know are being asked or being thought of. But back to the cabbage patch diet. I've been doing good. It worked. I mean, you know, I have not been on that diet since I was in really good shape back in the 90s. And for some reason, I just decided to pull it out. And people are seeing results, and people want me to, like, give them copies of it. And because really the cabbage soup diet, my cousin Linda, you all know cousin Linda, because Linda said it never worked for her. But it works for me, obviously, because people see the results. And I'm loving it because, you know, my body is transforming. And, of course, I'm exercising and doing that stuff. I always exercise. And but one thing about the cabbage soup diet, in my experience, is it really gets one back on the right track of eating more vegetables and eating more fruits and getting away from eating processed foods. And also, and to me, I don't eat as much meat. And I am a lean meat eater, but I'm not eating a lot of meat. And I'm back to eating more seafood, you know, more. I eat fish and shrimp and stuff like that a lot anyway. But I'm back to eating more less meat and more seafood and all that good stuff. And also, let's see. But I have, you know, I do take time to enjoy my guilty pleasures. When I was at the event on Saturday with Kara at the Sal and Mookie Street Festival, Broad Street Bakery, which is one of the establishments that Jeff Good owns, because he's the owner of Sal and Mookie. He owns Sal and Mookie's, he owns Bravo, and he owns Broad Street Bakery. So one of his Broad Street Bakeries approached me with an awesome cupcake, red velvet cake cupcake. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And it was only $1. I devoured it, and I told a young lady yesterday I've been on a diet, and she's like, I'm dieting now, and I'm going around walking with a tray of these cupcakes, you know? So she had to really fight temptation. You know, I've been an employee there, and I'm still going around sharing the cupcakes with people. But that was a moment of enjoying my guilty pleasure, one of my guilty pleasures, eating something really good, a good batch pastry. And, you know, and this week I've been, like, you know, of course, enjoying myself. But, you know, you don't overindulge. And what it's all about is doing things in all things, not just eating. Anything that you feel like you overindulge in, it's important to backtrack yourself and think, but can I do this in moderation? You know, that's why some people just quit stuff altogether, cold turkey or wean themselves off of things. But it seems like when I really began I talked a good talk and have been keeping up with my resolutions, but it seemed like when I started praying and meditating on scriptures of gluttony and overindulgence in things, that's when I really seriously changing my eating habits and seriously start paying attention to portion controls and seriously looking at the way I ate and eat, you know. And then that's when I really start seeing my body transform. And prayer works. So So, you know, you can Google, prayer and weight loss or things like that, and you will see information regarding being focused and learning more. I wanted to focus on scriptures of gluttony, and that's what I did about like 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And then I decided to, hey, let me get on that cabbage soup diet. Even when I was in good shape, I used to love that cabbage soup diet when it comes to cleansing my body and getting a lot of water gain, weight gain out of my body. And it's just a good way to jumpstart living, a cleaner, greener life when it comes to eating. Plant-based diets are interesting to me, too. So that's what we'll be talking about in the near future. But I am loving going into this third year. And if you had told me when I first premiered the show that we were going to have such an amazing audience, I knew the audience was going to be amazing, but I didn't know we were going to have just so much fun. Shout out to all the guests who have appeared on the show and future guests. Shout out to Quita B. Bride. She has an amazing author that would be a guest. She represents an amazing author who would be a guest in the near future. Arthur Peter Cook would be a guest in the near future. And those of you that want to talk and learn more about the proper way of doing music business. And one thing that I've learned, business is business. If you're an entrepreneur or you're in business, it is good to listen to these entrepreneurs and these veterans in the business. In the game. Got to get Neil Thacart back, my dear friend in Chicago, the real estate investor. He really gives and shares good advice. That's why he's one of my favorite BFFs. Also, can't wait to for my friend, intimacy advisor, Belinda Bostic, to return, tell us a lot about her training and trip to Las Vegas. I know slumber parties had a blast of a good time in Vegas. So can't wait for her to come back. And also, if I can, I think it would be fun to get Reg Roughneck, Dean, Lance, talked to him the other night. You all can connect with him. Visit his YouTube channel. Dean has an amazing YouTube channel, Filmmaker Dean. Amazing videos of his work because, he is a former celebrity journalist and have been a successful promoter of comedy events and all that good stuff. And he posts, past and current work. He's really involved in investing in independent films. And also, he has a book that will be released this summer. So he and I talked the other evening and had a blast of a good time. So, check him out, and of course, support Reagan Gomez's project, Almost Home, her webisode. I love networking with her on Twitter. She's a Twitter queen. So I'm going to shout them out. Shout out to UK. Hey, Prince Harry. I'm so excited that Prince Harry will be returning to the States. So that should be interesting for us to keep up with, right? I really don't want to talk about, the sad news, what's going on with North Korea and South Korea, but I must shout out my new friend. Also, a friend of mine that I met a couple weeks ago who is from Seoul, Korea, and she has a new church downtown Jackson. And she's been here in Jackson, I guess, for a couple of years, and she's loving it. So I want to shout out my friend, Alisa, who is a pastor here in the downtown church. And she and I met each other, and we prayed and talked with one another. And I'm looking forward to attending some of her Bible studies in the near future. Just amazing. And she's a native of Seoul, Korea. So big shout out to she and her congregation and friends and family. So I should be talking to her later on today. I'm almost lost the word. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. I was checking out DallasNews.com and I see where Earl Campbell birthday is today, and I think Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction, today is his birthday. Shout out to him and his wife. And bandmates, of course, love Jane's Addiction. And there are so many other birthdays happening. But if you're celebrating your birthday like my sister, this is my sister's birthday weekend, April Fool's Day weekend, and all that good stuff. Let's see. It seems like it's just some more. When will I resume a live, consistent live broadcast? Should be next week. Next week. So I'll update the schedule with, you know, with the show topics and scheduled guests. And, again, I thank those of you that have ever been guests, ever had fun calling in, those of you that do take the time to listen to the show, to respond and network with me on Facebook and Twitter. And I need to be more active on Instagram and LinkedIn and all that. You know, I thank you. I really do appreciate your support. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to celebrate this Easter another year. You know, this is really a good time, it's springtime. I know it doesn't feel like spring in some places because we have been experiencing some kind of nippy weather also. Our nights and our mornings have been so nippy. This was really like yesterday was like a first warm day. Saturday did turn out to be like a spring day. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were nippy, nippy, nippy. We had cold fronts, but you know, that's hot. Here in Jackson, Mississippi, that's how it is before Easter arrives. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'm kind of chatty. This is more of a commentary style because I'm strictly on audio. I'm not on the computer at all right now. But next week, I should resume regular broadcasts, and you all can call in and chat with me and all that good stuff. Let's see. Other interesting things to talk about briefly. But I just really, I'm in awe, and I'm just very thankful and appreciative of you. I've been listening to music. I've been researching, looking forward to having a blast of a good time. I'm in Jackson right now, but I am still in transition of relocating back to Dallas so I can go back and forth from Jackson to Dallas and also, you know, start back traveling, period. I used to love to travel. And just like that was one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to start back traveling. You know, I spent New Year's Eve in Dallas and at Doubletree. Shout out to Doubletree at Campbell. And shout out to all my friends and acquaintances and those of my business contacts in Dallas and all over the world. My friend in Cali, New York, in Minnesota, in Florida, UK, Australia. Can't wait to hear stories about Ellen. Whom of you wants Ellen? Can't wait to see her stories about her trip to Australia. Of course, I enjoy Wendy Williams' show. I'm just talking about just things for us to talk about in the near future. I enjoy a lot of talk shows. And but, again, back to what I was saying, I do have been doing my researches. I have been listening to a lot of music because you artists, fellow artists, you all send me so much amazing music, music that I definitely need to add to the playlist, and looking forward to you also being on the show. There are some that need to return to the show to update us on what is going on, but it's some of you that we want to talk with that we've never talked with, and we'd love for you to call us and talk with us about your career and what drives you to do what you do and what drives you to write and produce the music and the artistry that you do. Definitely looking forward to having more artists on the show also in the near future. So, I mean, looking for an amazing year. And like I was saying, you know, still developing. I might be going into the third year, but still in the developmental stages, still developing and still molding and shaping. And you know, like I was telling Dean, you know, the being more interactive, you know, is what I love, is the interactiveness of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also. But one thing about it is never run out of topics because we talk about everyday issues, everyday situations. It is, you know, the show, when I first started it, I was like, okay, it's not a political show, but I am a political person. I'm a political enthusiast, and many of you who call into the show and who listen to the show are political enthusiasts, and I have a lot of political friends and been an independent thinking, open-minded Republican. You know, I appreciate and love of my friends of all parties, and I support people of different parties, and I vote across the line. And I think it's interesting conversation, entertaining. I was watching C-SPAN last night, and they were talking about the subject matter of infotainment. And when we're provided with proper information and entertained at the same time, it is detrimental and it's so important, right? So even though the show is an lifestyle show, entertainment, lifestyle show, music show, we have no choice but to talk about important issues, political and social issues. Also, because it's part of our life, it's part of our lifestyle, it's part of how we are entertained, getting the proper information out there. So I thank you also. I thank all of my, I thank my non-political and political friends for being supportive and being honest and vocal. Those of you that listen to the show, when people call in and talk in a civil manner, it's cool to share your thoughts and opinions. If they're different than mine, that's how we come to an understanding. That's how we learn from one another. We're always talking to the same people, and we're telling each other the same thing. We're not learning. We're not growing, you know. But when we can civilly come together and talk like we have some sense and some home training, then we can really get somewhere. And we can really see things from a different perspective and from a different angle. You know, last night I was watching Wife Swap, and I've been loving Wife Swap from the beginning, from the premiere, from the celebrity Wife Swaps. And that show is just is amazing. But I'm looking forward to – well, my time is about to run out, and so I went over 15 minutes. I'm doing like 30 seconds. But after I'm getting my 90-second signal. But I just want to thank you all. Thank you all. Keep me updated with what's going on with your lives, with your work, with your projects. Send me PSAs. You can email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Elena Novak of Evolve Health. Big shout out to David Harrison Levi and his love, and everyone in Beverly Hills. Thank you, David. Thank you for your love and your support and your encouragement. Wow. Just thank you. Thank you to my attorney and my friend, and who is definitely a person who prayers have really kept me grounded. And I am talking about my friend, attorney, Jay Lucas of Dallas, Texas, also native. Well, I guess I'll need to be telling this business. He's a native of Arkansas, if you all didn't know. But big thank you, Kay, for being so amazing, not only my legal counsel, but a good friend and friend. And to my family, just, you know, and my loved ones, my acquaintances, my new and my old friends, you know. I don't know about frenemies, but thank you all. And you all have an amazing weekend. I might broadcast tomorrow morning, but definitely back to regular broadcasting next week. But God bless you, and thank you so much. And you can visit me at Twitter at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, Cutshock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And also those of you that love Mark, big shout out to the Mark community also, at BETHMARKGRL. Okay? You all are amazing. Thank you for your support. Shout out to Cathedral AME Zion Church, pastored by Reverend John C. Evans and his First Lady. And a shout out to Victory Cathedral in Oak Cliff in Dallas, Texas. And many those of you that are just such an inspiration, like Lewis Howes and Tony Robbins and Tom Zickler. Big shout out to you all. You're just amazing, amazing, amazing. But and we're going to talk more about books. When I first started the show, we used to talk about books a lot. So let's talk more about books, your favorite books and your favorite reads, and not just books, but articles and periodicals and all that good stuff. And I'm sounding like Dean. I'm catching myself. it's something when you talk to somebody or be around certain people, you sometimes certain words or mannerisms that they use, you tend to use. So, wow. I know it seems like I'm out of breath and stuff, but I'm very excited. And And I am. I'm really excited. You know how you get excited and your heart starts beating and all that good stuff? That's what I'm experiencing because I'm very excited to be spending this time with you all because I really have missed broadcasting. But I have really been productive and enjoying my hiatus and taking care of myself and doing much-needed things that I need to do. A big shout-out to Ogle School also, and also Vita also. Let's see, shout-out to those of you in beauty and fashion and photographers and sports. There's been a lot of things going on in sports, and wow, we have a lot to talk about, huh? Since I led broadcast, one of my favorite people, Tiger Woods, has come out with his girl and confirmed his relationship with Lindsey Vonn, so wishing them much love. And I see where Dax Shepard and Christian Bale has welcomed a baby girl. And I missed Kim Kardashian last night on the Today on Jay Leno. So I had to listen to my mom. I was like, "Did you watch it?" She was like, "Yeah." Like, "Yeah, didn't wake me up." I was so pooped though. I had dozed off. I did see Scandal in Nashville. I've been enjoying my favorite shows. But again, thank you all for your support and thank you for your love. You can email me and network with me on the respective social networking sites that you are friends with me on or follow me on and all that. So look forward. If you have any show ideas, don't hesitate to mention to me the show ideas. And if you want to be the expert on that show, let me know that too, you know, because with none of us are Mr. Miss Know-It-All, are we? I know. Okay. Well, thank you. And big shout out also to Prince and MPG getting ready for that future tour and dates also overseas. Of course, his sister Tyka Nelson. You know, Dean has interviewed Tyka before, and if you visit his YouTube channel, you can check out his interview with Tyka from a few years back. And I think I shared it on my on Twitter and Facebook also. So those of you that would like to check out Dean's interview with Tyka, please do. And so, and you know what, you can visit my profile here at Blog Talk anytime, 24/7. Listen to every show, every broadcast from the premiere show on March 21st, 2011, all right here at this profile. BlogTalkRadio.com, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT -Beth. Every show is right there. And I do recommend shows. I recommend you spring cleaning shows from 2011 to 2012. Awesome shows to listen to when it comes to spring cleaning. Also, my interview with Nia Thakkar back in October, like October 16th. Very good real estate investor, and he should be a life coach. Very interesting interview. My talks with Sheila Ramsey, Denise Lewis back in the summer of 2011, opera singers. Very interesting talks, very fun talks. My interview with Dread Days back on Memorial Day of last year. Amazing interview. Loved it. So there are some amazing shows, amazing topics. All the shows with Belinda Bostic. Late spring, summer, my cousin Linda was a regular, author of Myrna's Adventure. She lives in Dallas, Texas, loves her home city of Jackson, Mississippi. Cousin Linda and I have had amazing talks, and she shares amazing advice regarding international and domestic travel. So there has been some amazing shows to listen to the first time or to re-listen to. Amazing shows, really. But don't hesitate to send me your new music, and I am on SoundCloud, on Bird Nation. So a lot of artists get in touch with me via YouTube, you know, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. So, you know, if you don't email me, you can network with me up those respective sites also. But, you know, let's talk a lot of business this year, okay, from entrepreneurs to small business to big business, working in corporate America. And you know, and let's talk a lot about America, buying American products. Those are some subject matters that I want to talk about. Supporting America, made in the USA. What happened to that? You know, what happened? Really? Okay, but again, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. I'm so grateful and so appreciative. I am one person, and also I can say this show is very appreciative of your love and your support, and I thank you. It's so important. Two little words, thank you, means so much. And also three little words, I love you, means so much when they're sincere. So I thank you, and I do. I love you. I love you in an unconditional way. Some of you might say, you don't know me, but I love you. I love you for your support. And I love you for appreciating me, tolerating me, liking me. Well, not maybe not me, but liking the topics, liking the shows, liking the people that call in, liking the guest co-hosts, you know. There are different reasons for liking Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but one thing about it, do my best to provide honest information, to be honest, because who wants rumors? Who wants to hear rumors? You know, gossip is fun, but it's fun to talk about factual things and to hear opinions, you know. And you all know the people, my guests and my friends who call in, they are so vocal and so opinionated. Big shout-out to Def Shepherd, also based in Nashville. Visit his website at defshepherd.com. Big shout-out to my friend Michael Smith. And I have a cousin named Michael Smith, too. But big shout-out to Mike, that dude in Dallas, Texas, also, because he was one of the first guest co-hosts, and he was so supportive and such a dear friend when I was in Dallas for New Year's Eve week. But thank you all again. And until next time, you be good. I know many of you can be naughty, but try to be a little, you know, be naughty, but be good, too. Okay, thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to an updated version of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. God bless.